Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the Equippers International Podcast, where in this episode, we're finishing up Romans chapter 15. We're just going to read a couple of verses there at the end of the chapter, verses 30 through 33. It'll be a short episode. It's just the last couple concluding comments by Paul to the church in Rome. Let me read those to get us started. Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I might be rescued from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints, so that I may come to you in joy by the will of God and find rest in your company. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Well, much of what we said in the previous episode actually applies to these verses as well. Paul's again just iterating that he wants to come to the church in Rome. He's going to first go to Jerusalem. He says, pray for me that I would be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea. Now, he's most likely talking about that group of people that we would call the Judaizers, those groups that were going behind Paul. He would go into regions, he would preach the gospel, he would establish people on the truth of Christ, and then these Judaizers would come behind him and tell the new believers that they then had to be subjugated to the demands of the law, at least circumcision. In this activity for Paul, he refers to those who are disobedient, people that are adding to the gospel something that is not necessary for people to be accepted by God. People are accepted by God through the gospel only by faith, not by then doing some external activity in order to prove that they're righteous or to show that they're in right standing with God. And Paul refers to these people as those who are disobedient in Judea. They're mostly in those regions. Some of them had slipped in to Macedonia, up into the northwestern regions around from Judea. Most of them were concentrated in the area of Judea, in Jerusalem and around Damascus, in those areas where Jesus's ministry was, and they were wreaking havoc in the churches. And Paul says, pray that I will be rescued from these people. This whole experience for Paul, what I believe personally, was much of what was Paul's thorn in the flesh. These were people that were haggling him at every turn. And he says, please pray for me that I'll be rescued from these people. They were not pleasant people, and they were coming against Paul at every turn. And he has an expectation that he'll just be able to simply go to Jerusalem, deliver the offering, and then be on his way to Rome. And so he says there that he wants to come to them in joy and by the will of God, and so that he might find rest in their company. Paul was getting up in age and he was tired. He had ministered for almost 25, 30 years now in the gospel, and he was tired. He had been all over that whole region of the world preaching the gospel, persecuted for Christ, laboring day and night, pouring his life out as a drink offering for the service of people's faith. It's a beautiful, beautiful life lived for the glory of God. I deeply respect Paul for all that he did and all that he provides us in his beautiful letters and the revelations that he received from Christ and the way that he shares the truths of the Christian life in such a relatable, understandable way. Now, I know that Peter says Paul writes of things that are difficult to understand, but I believe that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can read Paul's letters, we can receive encouragement from his ministry, and he truly was a great man of God. And he ends there and he says, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This is the end of the letter as it would be from an instruction standpoint. Paul's going to move now into chapter 16, and he's going to greet everyone that he knows is in Rome. We'll look at some of that. We'll cover probably the whole chapter in a couple of episodes, chapter 16. But for now, just reflect on the blessing of Paul's apostolic life and all that he contributed for your and my faith, that we might have a greater understanding of all that Christ has done for us. So be strong and courageous, and love Jesus more.